Hi guys, and welcome back to Tikami. This is my podcast. I'm Marco, and I'm also part of the blog Tourette and Me. Welcome back again this week. Today we're talking about something that many people with Tourette syndrome know very well, but that is often misunderstood by those looking from the outside. Anger. Because the storm that comes with Tourette isn't always made of movements and tics. Sometimes it's made of emotions that seem to appear out of nowhere and completely take over. And there's something important to say right away. Anger in Tourette syndrome does not mean you're a bad person, an aggressive person, or someone with a difficult personality. Very often it's the result of a nervous system that has been working at full capacity all day long. Think about it for a moment. The brain of someone with Tourette spends hours filtering stimuli, controlling impulses, managing tics, and constantly adapting to the environment. It's invisible work, but it consumes an enormous amount of mental energy. And when the system is already under pressure, it only takes a tiny spark to trigger a reaction that feels much bigger than it should. Science suggests that some of the brain regions involved in emotional regulation, such as the amygdala and the anterior cingulate cortex, can be particularly reactive in people with Tourette. This means emotions are often experienced with greater intensity. And then there's another important factor, accumulated frustration. Many people with Tourette spend the entire day holding things in, at school, at work, in public. It's like compressing a spring for hours. And when you finally reach a place where you feel safe, maybe at home, that spring suddenly releases all its stored energy. That's why many emotional outbursts happen not in front of strangers, but with the people closest to us. Not because we love them less, but because those are the moments when the nervous system finally stops standing guard. There's also a direct connection between tics and irritability. As internal tension increases, the nervous system becomes more alert. The more intense the tics become, the less tolerance we often have for other sources of stress. A vicious cycle develops. More tension leads to more tics. More tics create more frustration, and frustration creates even more tension. And sometimes this can lead to what clinicians describe as neurological rage attacks. These episodes are often sudden, intense, and followed by a deep sense of guilt or exhaustion. The difference between these episodes and an ordinary argument is that everything happens very quickly. It's almost as if the emotional part of the brain takes control for a few moments, and the rational part only catches up afterward. And this is exactly why trying to suppress anger through sheer force rarely works. In fact, it often makes things worse. What helps much more is learning to recognize the warning signs before the explosion happens. A racing heartbeat, muscle tension, heat in the face, that feeling that tells you the system is reaching overload. Because once you recognize those signals early enough, you have a chance to intervene before everything boils over. And there's also some good news. The same energy that fuels anger and tics can often be redirected into something constructive. Many people with Tourette find balance through sports, music, art, writing, or activities that require focus and intensity. When that energy is given a direction, it stops being only a source of tension and becomes a resource. Because sometimes what feels like a curse can become the fuel for extraordinary determination and creativity. Thank you for listening this week, and don't forget to tick different. Bye, guys.